AI can teach for real now. Are you still pretending to learn in return for good grades? This is a tiny starting point for comprehending latest modern programming. This allows you to assemble a library of AI-generated web components and make some applications that share a central object referred to as context. We will not use any code here, but I do provide a 250-line sample application with some really nice code and in a single HTML file that you can download to your computer, edit a little bit, and then drag onto your browser window. It just has like 4 buttons and some text. I am about to explain that you can attach an event listener to any HTML element that makes sense and listen for application context event, replying with the same object to all requests. The requests will be coming from many different nested bits of code in your application. The pattern is intercept the event, execute a function that comes with the event so that the caller receives their data, and then canceling the application context event from going up higher. Just like the folders on your computer, the web page uses the concept of a tree. You are usually working somewhere a bunch of branches deep, so you select the branch that contains your application best and install the application context request handler there. Application context holds the variables that must be shared, like selected user on the screen or active gadget that you just clicked on. You don't use it for variables that can be handled some other way, only for those that must be handled at the root of everything. Application context, or the few shared variables, are so critical to your application that your applications won't come together without it. And while there's like 12 ways of doing it, application context setup only takes like 5 lines of code, so it's the nicest and clearest one. If you are making a complicated form, the form container would be a good place to attach the application context listener responder to. If you are building a fancy login profile feature with the user photo, links to the profile editor, and a display of how many messages are waiting for them, the square area that has the button and icon and messages is a really good place to attach the application context listener responder to, because it wraps everything together. If you are making a little pixel art game, then the context would sit right where the game screen display is. If you just have one application and Honey Badger don't care, put it at document body, or maybe the main container. Your custom web components shouldn't really ask for application context internally, though they can. They should expose events like user clicked on color. You then listen to that event in your code outside of the web component. Now, when you click a color, you ask for enclosing application context and simply say, application context dot set selected color, and then you specify the color from the event, right? So the event emitted when the user clicked an actual color has been trapped and now is being put into the context where everything else can access it. You should emit an event here as well.
Context changed.
Now, whatever displays the selected color will have also asked for context and then started listening to that context changed event. Now it would be notified that context had changed, it would read the selected color from the context, and then update a little visual square that shows which color is selected, or maybe change the website background or something like that. You can see how your components can be scattered around in menus, footers, headers, forms, everywhere. But they all ask for context by emitting an application context event, which is a request, with a function that will be executed and given context as the only argument. So it's a very clear path, a little unusual at first, but AI can explain that very well. Here, they usually save their context to this.applicationContext equals applicationContext, but they can keep asking for it every time. All the components of your program asking for context all receive the same object, because they all talk to the enclosing tag that you attach the applicationContext listener responder to. Now, you can have multiple little applications in your web page, groups of components, that are all able to request their own application context without stepping on one another. Which brings us back to the title. For some of you, a pretty strange title. This text doubles as a queasy teaching instruction for your favorite AI to generate some web components, maybe inspired by Bootstrap CSS framework, and show you how the code can be updated or simplified. It will just explain to you how you just attach an event to tie all the reusable web components together. 5 lines of code, no more. Like everyone else, I appreciate the idea of high school being a meeting place, to some degree preventing you from becoming a doom-scrolling schizoid. That's great. But that is not what schools were designed for. That is not their purpose. Their purpose is extraordinarily important, to teach the world away from the Dark Ages, away from wars. Perhaps above all, they were supposed to teach you to learn class from great beings of your own choosing. But schools have nerfed your books. They have actually replaced books with textbooks. Not a good idea. If you had real books like normal people, perhaps they were afraid that you would be able to discover that your education is largely fake. Somehow, this system of love of future generations has evolved to use every trick in the book on you. From love bombing with good grades, to community of friends that you will always miss, to promise of great career, and the threats of punishment and ridicule and taking your career away if you don't follow directions. But you aren't actually learning here. You are being cheated, and your time is being wasted. Ask your artificial intelligence to teach you about web components and application context. Let it show you how to create cute little context API in just a few lines of code. This is more important than you think. Because in the absence of teachers, you must become a teacher. Don't let the world end in darkness or fire. Stand up to build where the great beings left off.